The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Shmaya Omer, Shmaya used to say, Oyeves HaMalacha, love work, Vesneis HaRabanus, and hate acting superior. What does that mean, love work? Why is the Mishnah commanding us to love work? So let me share with you a story. The Noam HaLamelech, Rebbe Lamelech of Lejens, was widely recognized as a righteous holy Jew and an accomplished Talmud Chacham. Once a young Torah scholar visited Rebbe Lamelech and he said, Rebbe, we are both Torah scholars, we are both well-versed in Jewish law, yet you have far surpassed me in your level of saintliness. You are far greater tzaddik than I can ever hope to be. What do you possess that I lack? Rebbe Lamelech pointed to a bowl of fruit displayed before them on the table. And he said, this is the difference between me and you. Rebbe, I'm confused. How can this bowl of fruit tell the distinction between me and you? Rebbe Lamelech tells him, let me ask you a question. What do you do before you want to eat that apple? And he says, I make a bracha to Hashem. Rebbe Lamelech tells him, that's the difference between me and you. You crave good fruits. You enjoy eating apples. But you can't eat them without reciting a bracha first. You don't want to steal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have no other choice but to make a bracha. I want to praise and thank Hashem for this beautiful world. And I'm constantly looking for ways to thank Him. But I can't recite a blessing without eating. I would be taking Hashem's name in vain. So I eat an apple so that I can thank Hashem. In other words, we both make brachas. We both eat. However, you desire the apple and I desire to give blessings to Hashem. Similarly, some people want to become famous and wealthy and they crave honor and they want to be given lots of kavod and prestige. So what do? They open up a shul and they become a rav. Or they buy a frak and they open up a yeshiva and they become a rosh yeshiva. On the other hand, some just want to help other people. They want to teach Torah. They want to inspire others. So they have no other choice but to open up a yeshiva or to open up an organization. They know it's hard work and it will take up a lot of their time. But they want to help others, so they do it anyway. Says the Mishnah, Oyeves HaMalacha, love the work, dedicate your life to helping others, Esneis HaRabanus, and shun the Rabistava. Hate the honor and the covet. Some people become teachers for their own self-aggrandizement, to boost their ego. They couldn't care less if their Talmidim are having a tachlis in their class. They crave the honor and the prestige that comes along with it. And some enter the field of chinuch because they care about and they love their students. And they want them to grow and steigen Torah. This brings to mind an amazing story. A number of years ago, a professor at Johns Hopkins University assigned the students a very interesting research project. They were to investigate the background and the circumstances of 200 boys from the age of 12 to 16 and predict their chances of success in the future. Beginning their study, the students consulted social statistics from which they compiled data. After a few weeks of research, they concluded that approximately 90% of these 200 boys would spend some time in jail for one reason or another. This statistic was fully understandable, considering the life situation of these boys. They grew up in low-income, high-crime neighborhoods. They were raised by only one parent, so it was very likely that they would end up in prison. 25 years later, a second group of Johns Hopkins graduate students were given the assignment of testing the prediction of the first group of students. So returning to the area of study, they tracked down 180 out of the original 200 boys. And incredibly, they discovered that only 4 of them had ever been jailed. And they wondered how these men, who had lived in a breeding place of crime for a quarter of a century, had an astonishingly good record. So they decided to ask the boys themselves. By now, they were grown men. And they responded that it was thanks to one teacher that they had. And they were all referring to the same teacher. So they decided to track down this teacher. By now, she was an elderly woman, and she had moved into a retirement home. And they asked her, what did you do that year that had such a remarkable impact on this group of boys? What teaching methodology or what character traits did you teach them which so significantly charted such a bright future for these kids? And she says, I don't know. I really don't know, she kept on repeating. And the researchers continued pushing her, but she was without words. I really did nothing, she said. Until finally, almost speaking to herself, she smiled and she said, I just love those boys. Then the researchers understood what this teacher's secret method had been all along. I love these boys. Reb Shimon used to say, there are three types of students that a typical Rebbe has in his class. There are the Mitzionim, the geniuses. Then there are those who really struggle to understand just even the basic material. Then there are the Beinonim, the ones in the middle. He said, the geniuses, that is your Olam Hazeh. You enjoy it on this world. It's a pleasure to teach them. The inferior ones, that is your Olam Haba. You'll get tremendous reward after 120 for trying to inspire them. The Beinonim, this is what you get paid for. But the Mishnah tells us, Oyeves HaMalacha, you have to love all of them if you hope to have any impact on them. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.